Yeah, what to watch just around the corner. Nobody knows TV more. Is this a TV show that we're going to get into?
It is a TV show.
Okay, a TV show. Emily does the research. She sees everything there is to see. She's the woman that's seen it.
Lifeline. Yeah.
She is the one that's seen it all. Amanda wanted a blade of some sort. That's upsetting.
She meant knife, right?
I think so.
Like shank is like something like you make
out of a toothbrush in prison.
Piece of a bed, you know, that you wrapped with yarn and made a knife out of it.
When you shank somebody with a knife, it's a verb?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I read something in a book. It was it was fiction, but I'm assuming it was
how to make a shank.
It was about a scene in prison where they made a shank. You know what they made the sharp part out of? And it's stuck with me forever and ever. And it's
wait a minute.
So
I'm
upsetting.
Afraid to know this. Okay, go ahead.
Your own toenails.
They made a shank out of toenails?
They made like the guy would grow his big toe super long and file it down to where it was basically razor sharp. And he was shanking guys with his own toenail shiv.
It was still on his foot.
No.
He took it off and used it.
And that was the tip of the spear in his shank.
That's pretty, imagine this. That's pretty good. Yeah, wow. I mean, good Lord.
Pretty good. Yeah, I would like.
You have a lot of time to think about it.
Look, I never wanted to go to prison anyway. Yeah. But the toenail shank was kind of like, yeah, I'm out.
I'm assuming Amanda.
I don't want that.
Amanda meant knife, right?
Yes,
like a survival knife.
Yes.
Not shank.
Like the kind that Leo had in, what was the one where he fought the bear?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Revenant.
The Revenant. Revenant. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, one of those.
Rambo knife.
Yeah, there you go. Rambo knife.
I had one of those. Did you have a Rambo knife?
No.
Everybody on my block had a Rambo knife when that movie came out.
What did you use them for?
We just had them. They had the compass on the end of the knife. So we all had one.
Hunting animals in the Bay Area.
Rambo had it. We had to have it. Everybody in my block had a Rambo knife. It was cool.
I don't think I would have.
And ninja stars.
Those did have a moment in the neighborhood.
Right. Right.
And my mom was like, "You want what?
A ninja star?
No. No.
Throwing stars.
No. We're not. There's something that's super sharp metal that you throw at them. No. We're not doing that.
Sounds like a good idea.
Yeah. Mom was probably ahead of the curve on that one. She probably got that as well. And then of course. Taylor, I'm going to ask you to kind of explain for people that maybe are getting in their car, maybe checking out the show for the first time today, what your experience was last night.
Oh, you want me to relive this trauma?
I would like.
Okay, all right.
Part of dealing with the traumatic experience is talking it through, and the more you do it, the better you'll feel.
This has helped. So last night, I was just sleeping, you know, very soundly. And I woke up at about 3:30 in the morning to the sound of crunching cat food. And that's not very unusual. I mean, sometimes I'll wake up and I'll hear my cat because his dish of food is just like right by my bedstand. So he's not very noisy like this usually. So I was kind of confused and I suddenly heard him hiss. But he wasn't down by the cat dish. He was right next to me on the bed. And he's a chill cat. He doesn't hiss for anything. I've never heard him do that. So I thought, okay, there's something else down there. And I peer down and eating out of the cat dish, a trash panda. A raccoon.
A trash panda.
Yeah.
Wow. Never heard that. Yeah.
And he's probably a good 20 pounds. And I jump out of bed. I go grab my baseball bat that I have. And I try to persuade him to leave. I was slamming it on the ground a couple times because he was out of reach. He's under the bed, right?
Yeah.
I couldn't reach him or, swing at him at that angle. But he didn't care. He didn't care at all. He just kept eating, just picked up each piece of food very delicately and placed it in his mouth. So I started like poking at him with the bat, trying to get him out of there. And finally, he just, walks over to the door, which I have a sliding door. I allow my cat to go in and out at night, as he pleases. Indoor, outdoor cat. And I have no idea because I only leave it open a crack. And this is a pretty fat raccoon, but he just shoved the door open, didn't care. And then he left, but he didn't really leave. He decided to hang out for a little while longer, see if maybe I was going to invite him back in.
Wow.
So at what point?
Wow.
So you finally shoo it out of the house.
Right. I close the door.
Okay. You close the door. Do you go back to bed? Like I would be so.
I wanted him out of sight. Out of mind.
I wouldn't, Taylor, I wouldn't be able to go back to sleep in that room for a very long time. And I'm not talking like last night. I'm not sleeping in there tonight.
You'd be done.
I'm not sleeping in there through the rest of the weekend. I'm on whatever the modern equivalent of the penny saver is right now, looking for a new apartment. I am gone.
Motel 6 that night.
The thing is, I've seen a lot of raccoons in our backyard. So they like to hang out by the pool. They like to drink chlorinated water for some reason. I don't
really
know. But
get some drunk.
I have a flat roof, so I heard a raccoon fight, I don't know, this is like a couple years ago, actually. And it spilled into the pool. One of them fell in the pool, actually. It sounded like, you know, can't even describe the sound, the blood curdling screams those things make when they're fighting.
Yeah. Oof. I don't like that.
And DeMarco, you wanted to square off on this thing.
Well, I mean, as he's telling the story, right? As soon as I figured out it wasn't my cat, I would have panicked. What is munching under
would
my
bed?
Would
you have looked?
Well, the first thing I'm thinking is there might be a human
question.
Under there.
Great question.
Would I have looked? There's crunching under my bed.
I mean, how long would it take you to
I
look?
Don't think I
Where's
would
Where's the bat?
The bat was. I had to walk to get. I'm keeping that closer to me. I'm gonna sleep with that. Okay. I think under my pillow.
As soon as I realize it's not my cat, I told you Barry Bonds time. Everything in this room is getting smashed.
So
yeah.
The cat or the raccoon's under the bed eating the food.
Yeah. So it's right by my nightstand. So underneath my nightstand. So half of his body was under the bed.
Okay. So I'm popping up out of that. But once I realize. There's
something
alive,
yeah.
Eating the food that's not my cat. I'm out of the bed. I'm finding the bat, and then I'm getting as far away from it as I can while still being able to see it. Or I'm not going under the bed to see what's underneath there because there could be his buddies, his pals.
You gotta protect the house, though, right?
No, I'm out.
You're going to get everybody out? You're going to round everybody up and leave?
I'm probably in
Wake
the car
up my
peeling rubber down the street.
So you're encouraging the raccoon to leave with the bat. Did it walk or run? Because it seems like it kind of read you pretty quick,
waddled.
Like this guy ain't going to hurt
waddled.
Me. It waddled out.
Yeah, just
okay.
Taking its time.
Yeah, you got a gang. There's more than one. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was just the one you saw. Yeah.
This is the healthiest one, too. He's real fat.
Did you finally see the picture?
No, I haven't seen the picture.
It,
no.
It looks like... I'm trying to think. It looks like this raccoon has been eating out of that cat bowl for months. Like, this is a very well tended to raccoon. Very healthy.
You need
it's
to have a talk
meals.
With your cat, man. Your cat may be setting you up. Yeah. He may be inviting parties.
Yeah,
like,
I think
come
he's
on
kind
in.
Of lonely, you know. He just hangs out by himself a lot.
There
so
it
he's,
is.
He's making friends.
Wow. Is I'm the, not leaving the house
his
for
food.
A raccoon, though.
What's the after you get it out, what's the first thing that goes through your mind? Because for me, it would be, how often has that thing come in here and done this? Like, does it come in every night to eat this food? Have I been sleeping next to a wild
okay.
animal
so it
every
came
night?
In, it violated my space. So here's my thought. Okay, now I'm going to your house. We're at war. Yeah, I'm looking for you.
I can see you putting the pain on your face.
Absolutely. I'm actively taking the war to you now. Yes, sir. I'm going to eat your food.
They sleep during the day. I got to go out at night. I need like a headlamp.
You need night vision. You
wow.
need to get like the Buffalo Bill Silence of the Lambs night vision.
There you go. Things. Yes, sir. Put the lotion in the basket.
You just hear to boing. Hey, come on. And he's in the
there
backyard creeping around
Absolutely.
Looking for these things.
The lotion in the basket.
There you go.
And they're looking at him like, yeah, buddy, I see you.
Yes. You've seen Caddyshack, right?
I have.
You see what Bill Murray did? There we go. Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness. AD played last night for the first time in a while.
Special.
He was
he is
great.
Special, yeah.
He was great.
Why isn't he the best player in the NBA? He should be.
He is occasionally.
Is he like Kareem type if he stayed healthy?
No.
A guy that can do it all?
I don't think he's quite that. What he would be, I think, is Giannis.
A Giannis type.
But maybe even a little bit better. And let me explain. Giannis is, I think, a better athlete than Anthony Davis as far as just speed and ability to jump and those sort of thing, and maybe a little more powerful, a little stronger. But AD is a much more skilled basketball player.
Yeah.
And was at an earlier point. Giannis has gotten more skilled, but AD's got handles.
I'm watching him around the basket. It's so pretty. He's got touch.
He's got touch. He's
got
handles.
This guy should be the best player in the league if he could stay healthy. Giannis, I don't know, like I said, I don't know if this is NBA blasphemy. He seems like Dwight Howard 2.0. Athletic, explosive, jump higher than everyone else.
But he's
a little better game.
He doesn't have that soft touch that we're talking about,
yeah,
but
yeah.
He figures it out. Like,
no
he
doubt.
He figures out how to get the ball in the basket. But you know what else he does?
What?
He plays every night.
Yeah, yeah.
He plays every night. Jokic, another one of the best big men, plays every night.
Okay, answer me this. LeBron, his greatness is this. When we're talking about Jordan compared to LeBron, what's the first thing you say? How long he's done it, right?
Yo, sure, sure.
How long he's done it, his longevity. If you give AD the same amount of games, is LeBron still the scoring leader?
Yes.
You still think he's the scoring leader?
Yeah. LeBron James is, well, first of all, to give him the amount of games is impossible to get there in my mind. He's in his 20s playing half the games.
Right.
LeBron is closing in on 40.
That's what
and
I mean.
Playing every single
but
night.
The reps that it. LeBron has had, like Tom Brady's reps. No one knows more football than Brady.
Right.
No one's played more football than Brady. LeBron's in that same category. You give AD those same reps. Look, he's either one or two.
He's really good. But that's one of those things. This is one of the things that always kind of goes, yeah, but it's not going to happen. Like this idea of, well, if you would have given Phil Mickelson Tiger Woods' work ethic.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, but he doesn't have it. AD doesn't have the ability to play 70 games a year, 75 games a year. He never has. And we're already at a point where he's closing in on 30, and we're talking about whether he's done as a impactful player on a regular basis. Not that he can't do what he did last night, and this is where I think it gets so challenging for the Lakers. Do you make another move? Because we saw it last, and again, Spurs stink, so take it with a grain of salt, but LeBron, AD, and that supporting cast, it's okay. Not bad. Like they could go beat some people along the way. But LeBron, AD, Hachimura, and maybe another guy, now we're talking about somebody that maybe can do some damage.
Solid in the West.
But would any of us be even mildly surprised if 2 weeks from now Anthony Davis is out for another four weeks?
Not at all.
So I don't want to spend my money on something that's very likely not going to be here. And that's where the Lakers are in an impossible position. I don't know if he's going to be here or not.
I told you, I would find the fastest way out of the AD business that I could if I were the Lakers. But I don't know if that's possible. And I think you don't have a choice but to build around him and hope he stays healthy. I'd go through, like I said, 10 strength coaches trying to keep him upright.
You think that's
healthy.
What it is? Is he not being physically trained?
I got to blame
properly?
Somebody. I can't blame him.
Why not?
What can I say? Your body keeps breaking down? Yeah. I mean, there are legit injuries.
No, I'm
not
saying.
He's not faking it.
I'm not saying he's faking it. I'm not saying they're not legitimate injuries. And I'm not saying that he himself could prevent them. I'm just saying that maybe he's one of those guys who breaks a lot. Like, you know, we've all had a car that just, I love this car, but I got to get it fixed every 6 months.
See, that's great when we're sitting out in front of the showroom. Like, don't buy that car. It breaks down a lot.
Right.
But I own it now.
Right.
Yeah, so I got to deal with it. But the first person that comes and offers me the right deal for this car, I'm going to sell it immediately and get out of that business.
Yeah, he's everything for this season, for the future, for, you know, 2 years from now, 3 years from now, that – I don't even know what you do with LeBron because none of it makes any sense. He's averaging 30 points a game and he's 38 years old. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
He was long ago supposed to have faded into this second part of his career where he's, I don't want to say just a guy because I don't think he'll ever be just a guy, but certainly not what we're seeing right now. But even if he is, they're still in 12th place. LeBron has still been doing everything he's done this year. They're in 12th place. AD gets them out of 12th place. AD gets them out of the play-in. AD gets them into a home series. AD is the one that wins a series or two along the way. LeBron can't do it by himself anymore. It's all AD.
Oh, AD just got hurt again. See?
and that's the part that's so
right.
incredibly frustrating
I know.
That's
terrible.
What are we? Emily's going to tell us what we need to watch this weekend?
Yes, this weekend.
Can we get through it all in one weekend?
Yes, you can.
All right. That's coming up next. It's Travis Slee. DeMarco's in for Slee, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, so one of my many skills, one of my many focuses is I really like to watch media, like watch television, like watch movies. If you ever want to know how I feel about something, I've probably tweeted about it. Also, you can follow me on Letterboxd at E and my last name, H-Y-B-L. So Letterboxd is a social media platform for film reviews and stuff. So I usually will put stuff on there too. So if anybody's interested in this world, just follow me there. And that's where I put most of my stuff. So in addition to Succession, which everyone should watch and should get ready for on March 26th, the show that I'm going to talk about right now that you should watch this weekend is called The Last of Us. All right? So this is the theme song for The Last of Us. The Last of Us is from the creator of the miniseries on HBO called Chernobyl. So if you've ever watched Chernobyl,
Great show. Fantastic miniseries. Great show.
One of the best miniseries that HBO has ever done. So keep that in mind when you're thinking about this series. It's a post-apocalyptic drama series based on the 2013 video game of the same name. So it's the first, it's probably the best video game to media in history of video
games. I would offer that there was a Street Fighter movie that maybe you haven't seen. That
Not bad. Right, yes, sir. Marco? Yes, sir. Not bad.
All right. So the cast includes Pedro Pascal. He's from Narcos, if you've watched Narcos.
He's in everything.
Yeah, he's in everything, but I know him most from Narcos. He's there's Bella Ramsey is his sidekick. She's from Game of Thrones. There's Nick Offerman, who plays one of the people that you meet along the way. There's Melanie Lynskey, Storm Reid, Murray Bartlett, and Murray Bartlett's also in White Lotus. So it kind of has a really unique niche cast where you probably recognize someone as you go along. These zombies are formed from a fungus that was accelerated from global warming. So essentially you open up and the cold open is in the 60s and you're like, this could happen, whatever.
By the way, I want to hear the rest of this because you have my attention, but yes. Anything that starts because of global warming, I'm already out because it already preoccupies
You're
my
done?
Thoughts
80%
okay. of the time. Like that's going to be what gets us. I'm just I don't want to spoil the surprise for everybody, but that's how that's we're all it. Going out. So that I don't know if this is for me.
I like it. Okay.
So it's actually modeled after a real fungus that eats ants. So the creator of the show and the creator of the game, you know, saw these ants one time or saw this on Animal Planet. And then decided to make a show out of it. So the creator of the show says he wants to tackle the idea that love is not always a good thing. So you can explore the different ways in which love can drive you to do things that you shouldn't do and you wouldn't do normally if you were thinking logically. And so it's kind of the dark side of love and connection and how this kind of manifests itself. Some say it's the best adaptation of a video game. The first episode was seen by 4.7 million people on its first day, the second biggest premiere for HBO since 2010, and reached over 10 million in 2 days. But also, it is scary, so make sure that you watch it in the daytime, like I do. I do not watch it at night. Maybe not watch it with children, but the costuming, the character development, everything is lovely. There are only 2 episodes out right now, and they're coming out week by week. So the second episode aired last Sunday, and then the third episode will air this Sunday.
Wow.
So,
and that's it? It's a 3-episode
no,
show?
No, there's 9 episodes in total.
9 episodes.
But you can catch up over the weekend.
Okay.
Join in with the fan, because it's all over Twitter. It's all over these great social media areas to catch up and be part of the thing.
It's only going to be nine episodes?
No, it's not going to be a mini series. So they anticipate it going to be go longer.
More seasons. Okay.
Yes, this is not a one-off.
That drives me nuts. I like mini series. I need like...
You want a conclusion.
Yeah. End it. And then let's move on to something else. But Chernobyl was really good.
It was.
Yeah. Okay, I'm in. I like that.
I zombies are kind of a for me. The climate thing is like already kind of pushing on a soft spot for me.
Yeah.
But I do like the sales.
But doesn't it intrigue you a little bit to kind of see how this could happen? Also,
oh, I know how it's going to happen.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It's
happening.
Kind of, If you care about video games at all, if you've ever played video games before, it is a very video game-like television show. There are certain scenes in which they take it exactly from the video game. It's shot for shot, exactly what happened in the video game. So that's why like a lot of people are super excited about it. It kind of goes across a lot of different people. And I hate zombie genres. I hate zombie movies. I hate zombie shows. But well, I had
one
like,
question. Are these like the zombies that eat brains, or is this like different zombies?
So these zombies, they are a fungus that wants to continue to grow. And so they go and they will bite you, but like they're the fungus is out of the mouth in these little tendrils.
Oh, okay.
And so when they open their mouth, they can you can see it there.
So no brains.
You don't want any fungus tendrils?
I don't want fungus tendrils with my raccoon.
If you want to be part of the craze, start watching now and you can catch up really easily.
Done.
If you do watch it, please tweet at me or message me because I love hearing that stuff.
I'm intrigued.
What did she turn me on to? She turned me on to the onion thing.
Glass Onion?
Oh my God. It was fantastic. Yeah, okay.
I haven't seen the sequel. I did see the, what was it, Knives Out?
Knives Out was great,
which is like the first one of those.
Yeah.
So I'm in on that.
You haven't led me astray yet, Emily.
Do you go to the movies a lot?
Not anymore, man. Yeah. I have a 7-year-old.
I know.
Yeah. So it's rare when I get to watch adult shows and movies.
That it is. But so you also have older kids. I have older kids. And then Susan and I used to go to the movies all the time. We would see at least a couple movies a month. At least.
Easy.
And sometimes more than that.
Yeah.
And then the kids showed up and we saw no movies. And now that the kids don't need our constant attention because they're, you know, adults for the most part, second martini.
It's
one of those, if we're going to go to that movie, we should go, or we could have a second martini, and second martini is undefeated.
Well, some guys you don't miss, though. Like, if Scorsese comes out with a movie, you're there. Tarantino comes out, you're there. What's that?
Scorsese has a new movie this year coming to Apple TV+. I want to say it's Under the Flower Moon, something
okay,
like that.
Okay, see there, adults. I mean, but I don't want to take 4 hours out of my day to go see a Marvel movie, especially when it's about to be streamed. I haven't missed a Marvel movie. Yeah.
Oh, you're a fan?
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Yeah.
But it's different. That's not an adult movie.
I've tried half of them. And I like of the half I've seen, I like half.
The half you've seen, you like half.
Yes.
That's a quarter.
That's a quarter. Yeah. Yeah. So presumably if the ratio holds, I would like half of them if I saw them all, right?
No doubt, right.
But I've also seen some things that 10 minutes in, I'm like, we almost done here.
Yeah, Love and Thunder put me to sleep.
But Guardians of the Galaxy is good. Black Panther is good.
Great.
Yes, I think that Black Widow is good.
I didn't see that one. Yeah.
Good. It was good.
The first Guardians of the Galaxy, I really liked.
Yeah.
The next one, not so much. I did like Black Panther.
Yeah.
And there was one other that I liked. Oh, the last one that was interminable, right? It was so long, but I did like it because there was
Endgame.
Cool stuff. The one where he snaps his fingers and everybody dies. That one.
Endgame.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. I like that one. I like that. I like that guy's big jaw.
Does that count as a spoiler?
It's been out for a minute. You said you're getting in shape for pickleball?
Pickleball. Yeah, man. They put it out there. I mean, look, I know we're going to play. I like playing. Right? But then the trash talk started, and it was very subtle.
Who started it?
I don't want to say. Clinton. But so not only do I want to play, I want to win it. So Kirk is my partner.
Have you played before?
Yes.
Do you play regularly?
No.
Okay.
But I'm starting to.
Okay. How often are you playing?
At least twice a week.
Okay.
We're going. We're going. I want to win this thing.
I'm telling you. You and I have such similar approaches to this stuff because I'd played pickleball once or twice prior to the announcement of this tournament. And since then, I've been playing a little bit because I would like to represent.
You want to win?
I would like to.
Yes.
Now, I'll tell you this. We were out at Riviera on Monday for a media day for the Genesis Invitational.
Yeah.
And as we're leaving, walking back to the car, they have this area where they've turned this little place into a pickleball center. There's like 8 or 10 courts out there. 6 or 7 of the 8 courts were being used, and the people that were doing that were not the things that I'm doing playing pickleball. Like,
you mean they were good?
Incredibly
good.
Yeah.
I've seen
and
that.
And I'm
yeah.
worried that in the pickleball tournament coming up in March here on 710, that we're going to get a bunch of those guys who are going to wipe the floor. Even you and I are going to try to learn the game a little bit. We're not pickleball people, and I don't think you can become a pickleball person in 2 months.
Time out. This is open to everyone?
You had to buy a spot, but yeah. People
all
are coming
comers?
In.
I thought it was just us against guys on the show.
No.
Oh, no, there's it's all comers.
There's people in the pool. There are 50 slots, I want to say, something like that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, let me make myself clear. I want to beat everyone here.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
So I have two goals in this at the moment. In order, walk out of there under my own power.
Fair.
Okay?
Yes.
Number two, do not be the first show out.
Fair. I like it.
Yeah.
I'm right there with you.
Because we're all going to run into people that play this game well. going to smoke us.
It's fun to watch, though.
It is fun.
I heard LeBron's got a pro league, right? And he's trying to recruit tennis players.
He's invested. Tom Brady's invested. Serena Williams is invested. Like, big.
And they're really trying to recruit tennis players to come play pickleball.
I don't know about that. I know is that very famous athletes with very deep pockets are investing in this sport in a major way.
I hope it takes off.
Yeah.
It's more than power slap.
Dude.
More pickleball, less power slap.
Okay. I don't want any part of power slap. You strike me as somebody who might be good at that.
I told you, Trav, if we're doing a power slap competition, I am going first. Okay? That's the only requirement. But yeah, I hope pickleball takes off.
Are you allowed to wear any sort of like headgear to protect yourself from concussions?
From power slap?
Yeah.
No. I asked Travis, how do you score? Is it because of the slap or the fact that you can take it?
I think it's the second thing, right? It's just the last guy standing.
Yeah, because I don't like it because you don't have any defense.
Right.
It's like, that's why people like UFC, because like you can kind of fight things off. If you're just taking it, it's...
You're eating punches. Cool. Trav just helped me. I had that Fight Haven was on my phone.
I wanted it off. Need to hear what he just said. Explain what I helped you with.
Travis helped me with Twitter. He helped me get something off Twitter. Yeah, I don't like...
That.
Fight.
Bask in my influence. Yeah. Bask in my tech savviness.
You're a changed man.
I am basically Jack. What's his name? Jack Dorsey. I'm here to help you with all of your Twitter needs. I got everything covered.
Look at you. What is it? Did I stumble into something?
I don't know how to do.
You don't. Okay, me either. Okay, you know more than I do.
Then he said, "How do I unfollow this?" I'm like, "I know how to do that." Like I know how to do like 1.5 things on Twitter.
Wow. Yes.
I know how to make Bud Light videos.
Boom.
And I know how to unfollow things.
But I can change a tire. Yes.
What'd you say?
You don't know how to take selfies.
Oh, says you.
Says
I think my selfies are fire.
Watch me.
Yeah. I think my selfies are absolute fire. Brock Purdy, quarterback this weekend for sure. Quarterback for the Niners going forward? Maybe not. That's coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN. So Kirk's going to be good at pickleball. You're putting in some time getting ready for pickleball. I saw you swing a bat. I saw you do some. You've got some skill, obviously, NFL player. You got another NFL partner who's got some hand-eye skill as well when it comes to hitting balls with sticks. You guys might be the team to beat here at 7-10.
We've got some wingspan. I know that.
Then the court's small.
Exactly. I'm thinking I'm going to Michael Chan it and just dive for everything. You know what I mean? Be that guy.
Get right back up?
Huh?
And get right back up?
And get right. That's the point. See the burpees. That's what I'm working with Danny on. See? That's how we're going to win this thing.
Are you and Kirk going to train together? Like go play a couple of matches as partners?
We're going to go out and test our teamwork and have some fun. But we trust each other. We got it. Let's just go see what's happening. But the goal is to be on top of 7-10. But I didn't know this was open to, like, the public.
Yeah, I don't. So we're still, I think, trying to figure out exactly, like, the seating and how we get everybody to get, kind of pair off and whatnot as far as the 7-10 people versus the listener contestants. But the listener contestants are going to be heavy, heavy favorites. You guys, we need to start handicapping this. We need to get somebody from some sort of Las Vegas sports book to put this thing together and handicap it. You guys, there's no one else that would be favored ahead of DeMarco and Kirk, right?
I think the only people that think they might be better than DeMarco and Kirk would be Zidane and Cap.
Not a chance.
It's on.
But I know,
it's
but
on.
I think that they think that they have a chance.
What is that, badminton, when you have the teams that like they lose games on purpose to get a better seed?
Yeah, you tank, right?
There you go.
You kind of set it up. You want the right draw.
Strategy
you want the easiest path the pairings.
That's the way I'm thinking.
How
no
do
doubt.
You think, and go ahead and be as honest as you can be.
Yeah.
How do you think Slee and I will do?
It depends on Slee. I've never seen Slee do anything athletic, really.
He plays basketball.
Yeah. Have you seen him play basketball?
I have not.
See?
But he says he plays some basketball and has played basketball most of his life. So basketball's his thing.
You've never seen it?
I have not.
We need to see it first. Yeah. I'll take him at his word. I'm not saying, you know, he's lying, but I need to see it.
Yeah.
Because there's playing basketball and there's playing basketball.
Sure, sure. Yeah. I'm okay with hitting things with sticks. Like I'm pretty good at you know, kind of bing 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 this
hand
kind
eye.
Of thing.
Yeah.
I'm good at not a good tennis player. I can play tennis, can play a little ping pong. The problem is I got to move around a little bit in this game. I'm not spry. I'm not particularly quick. I'm not particularly explosive in small areas, so I think I may struggle there.
So, I have a question for you guys. Where would you rank yourself on like the pickleball ranking? So, it's like 2.0, never played before. 4 is like the best player in the world. Like, where on that range? But
so we can 2.0 to 4, that's the range?
Yeah, and 2.5 is like...
We're definitely starting with a 2
you
somewhere.
You can be recreational.
Yeah, I'm a 2.9. I was going to go lower than that. I was thinking 2.5, something. I can get the ball back over the net, and I know the rules.
All right, so 2.5?
Yeah, 2.7, 2.8. Yeah, okay. Somewhere in there.
I think so. Yeah. I'm definitely 2.0. Maybe 1.5.
Have you not played at all yet?
Not yet.
Are you going to?
Yes, I'm going to. I have an appointment, or a chat with my friend, and we'll do it there. But
Taylor, have you played at all?
Thanks for the invite, Emily. Wow.
Hey. Well, okay, you can.
Some partner. I haven't played since high school, so we had a two-week course in PE in high school, and if you could beat the teacher, you got an A, but...
Did you beat him?
No. Nobody did.
So you are 2.1?
Yeah, maybe a little higher.
I like it.
It's going to be rough.
It's going to be fun. I can't wait.
Who's the best athlete you ever played with? Just a freak that could
period?
Do everything. Because we all have those guys that they can play basketball, they can play golf, they can play tennis. They're fast. They're strong. They're good at everything.
Do they actually have to be a good football player?
No.
Or just a good athlete?
No.
Robert Jones. Zay Jones,
yeah.
His father,
okay.
Was the best athlete I've ever seen in my life.
That's North Carolina?
East Carolina.
East Carolina.
Linebacker,
okay.
We got from the Dallas Cowboys. I've never seen a guy as strong in the upper body. Like, he was close to a 500-pound bench presser. He had, like, close to a 40-inch vertical. He was incredible. He was an incredible athlete.
Why was he not a great football player?
Just did not translate. Did we not... called it paralysis by analysis.
Oh, he's thinking out
He'd
there.
He'd be thinking too long. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Cordell Stewart ran right by him for a touchdown. Robert, why didn't you tackle Cordell? Wasn't my gap.
Oh, no.
Just one of those dudes. Like, it's okay. Tackle him. It's good. Where's but Mike, fantastic athlete.
Where's Michael Vick fall on that list?
Oh, just as far as speed?
Just as far as, wait, he just did what?
Well, the other guy was Marshall Faulk.
Yeah.
Because who are we talking about? Donovan McNabb. He's kind of, what'd you
Little
call
doughy.
Him? Little doughy. Same with Marshall. Marshall has no definition. But he is the fastest guy on the planet. So to me, that's the best athlete I've ever seen.
Because
you don't even work at it, and you're blazing.
Still kicking
ass
butts.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's terrific. All right. The Niners are in the NFC Championship game, and they're here with their third-string quarterback. Right? Trey Lance starts the season, plays one game in the rain in Chicago, doesn't look very good, and then gets hurt the next week. Jimmy G comes in because he's experienced and everything else and looks pretty good. He gets hurt. Here comes Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy's looked terrific. Terrific. He hasn't thrown a bunch of interceptions. He hasn't gotten sacked a lot. He doesn't make a bunch of bad decisions. He seems incredibly competent. I know what you said earlier about you've surrounded him with a great offensive line. He's got weapons in McCaffrey and Kittle and Debo and Ayuk and all these guys. The defense is lights out, so you don't have to go score 40 points every game to win. But if you're San Francisco, obviously you spent a lot of capital to go get Trey Lance not that long ago. There's no evidence if he's good or bad. I don't know. He hasn't played. It's impossible to say, oh, no, I think he's going to be really good or he doesn't have it. I don't know. He hasn't played. If you're Shanahan, if you're John Lynch, if you're one of these guys trying to figure out what you do, because Jimmy G feels like he's the odd man out. He's going to go get one of those vacancies somewhere else. What do you do with the job if Brock Purdy continues to look pretty good? Or even if, let's say, even he has a bad day on Sunday, he throws a couple interceptions and they lose. He's clearly proven he could play quarterback in this league.
This was that conversation we had about football and Anthony Davis. Look, with Trey Lance, you've had your shot. You can't stay healthy. Somebody took your job, and here we go. I don't see anybody on offense for the 49ers saying, I miss Trey Lance at all. As a matter of fact, they're saying, I like Brock Purdy. So he reminds me, I'll say this, I think he's a better version of Jimmy Garoppolo. He's Jimmy Garoppolo without the pressure. Jimmy Garoppolo got paid. Jimmy Garoppolo has to get you to a Super Bowl. It's all gravy if Purdy does it. You know what I mean? So he's going out there letting it rip. And I was talking about the protection. San Fran's only given up 3 sacks this postseason. So he's well protected, and he's got playmakers. Your only job is to get it out in front of those guys and let them do the damage. So he's in a good spot. The intensity is going to raise in the postseason, especially with who you were about to play in Philadelphia. But as far as what the Niners need and what they want going forward, it's going to be Brock Purdy. It's not going to be Trey Lance.
He'll be the starting quarterback next
year. Absolutely. You're going to have to do something or find out what you can do with Trey Lance.
I get it. It's hard to argue otherwise, but I keep coming back to the same thing. There's a reason that Trey Lance was drafted where he was. There's some basic things that he does, whether it's size, speed. There's stuff that you say, that's a first-round pick. What is he, the third pick in the draft?
Yeah.
Like, okay, I'm taking him with the third overall pick to just say, I found this other thing kind of in the discount bin. I'm just going to go with that without ever really figuring out what I have. What if he's Lamar Jackson? What if he's Patrick Mahomes? What if he's not just good like Brock Purdy, but what if he's special and you never even bother to find out?
Man, well, look, what's the guy's name? Justin Fields in Chicago.
Uh-huh.
What you saw out of him this year, a lot of highlight reel stuff. And how good was Chicago?
They have the first pick.
That could be what his career is going to be. Fantastic athlete does not translate into winning. I think it could be the same with Trey Lance up in San Francisco. But here's the problem. You've got Kittle, you've got Debo, you've got Bosa, you've got these guys that are all on the clock. They want to win now. So it's not about making Trey Lance the guy. We need somebody that can drive this car ASAP and get me the football when I need it. Brock Purdy is that guy. I'll give you another example. I said Kurt Warner. Remember when Mark Bulger stepped in for Kirk Warner?
Sure.
Kurt Warner. It's not that Mark is better than Kurt. He was just healthy. And the team was ready to win. So here we go again. So I think it's more of that's what's going on in San Fran. That team is ready to win, and he's the right guy for the spot.
I've always wondered, like, what that conversation is among the players when the other guys aren't in the room. Right. Now, never mind the executives, never mind the scouts, never mind the head coaches or any of these things. But when you're sitting around, so you got guys come over to watch a game and you guys are out and you're getting ready for next season or whatever it is, you're just hanging out. You're enjoying your summer and you're just, is there that, man, they're not going to really let that guy be the quarterback, are they? Or they better let that guy be the quarterback.
You're absolutely right. That's the conversation we're having. Yes, sir. I mean, guys are deciding whether they want to come back or test free agency based on who they want to keep at quarterback. Yeah, I can tell you some funny stories about that, about a coach standing up in a meeting when Dick Vermeil said, we're going to rally behind Tony Banks as our quarterback. So the coach steps up and goes, okay, I'll tell you what you do, guys. You call the real estate agents now and get a jump on selling your houses. Because if this guy's our quarterback, we're all getting fired.
We're screwed.
Absolutely. So, yeah, those conversations happen. Absolutely. No doubt. But from what I hear in San Fran, from the guys that are actually out there playing with him, they love this guy. They want to compete with Brock Purdy.
Does he have a little bit, and not that he's as good, but there's something, we talked about this earlier, some about Joe Burrow that just makes me go, yep, I want to be with that guy. I want to play with him. I want him to be my quarterback. I want him to be the leader. If he says this is going to work out, I believe him. It's going to work out. Purdy is pretty quiet, like almost to the point of it being comical. I get it. Burrow's number one pick. Purdy's Mr. Irrelevant. Literally the opposite ends of the spectrum. But can you be that guy that everybody's super fired up if you just kind of just go out there and keep the trains running on time?
Absolutely. You don't need to be that guy, not in San Fran. They got enough of those leaders. They got enough guys like that. I mean, even if you tried to be rah-rah, you get drowned out by other people.
Yeah.
That's not your role. Your role is to get us to the line on time, snap the football, throw it out to Debo, throw it out to Kittle, and be accurate with it. That's all we need you to do. We'll take care of the rest. Burrow is the opposite. He is Superman. He is that guy. He's the guy that inspires you. Doesn't have to say a word. Watch me warm up. I'm special. You give me time, this is what happens. You give me an out, this is what happens. You give me a takeaway, this is what will happen. We will win.
It happened fast for that dude.
Oh, yeah.
That watching him last year, you're like, okay, he's pretty good. And you saw him in his rookie year, and then he gets hurt. But you're like, okay, he's good. We'll see how long it takes him to get really good. Didn't take him long. That in the middle of that Super Bowl last year, I remember thinking, these guys just aren't hot. They're really good. Like, it felt going through the play. Got a little lucky against the Raiders. Got a little lucky against Tennessee. Got a little lucky against KC. And then against the Rams, you're like, no. You don't get lucky that many times in a row. You're just really, really good. And I think they're better this year than they were last year.
It used to make me laugh in football, right? A team will hit a deep ball, and then the next play they'll get called for, like, too much time. That tells me they didn't expect to hit that play. They got lucky. No, everything they hit, they meant to hit. They've done this 1,000 times in practice. And he looks as good on the practice field as he does in the games.
The Dump is coming up next. A little super crosstalk as well. It's Trav. It's DeMarco, 710 ESPN. Okay. Happy birthday to the great one. Wayne Gretzky turns 62 years old today. And look, every sport has their GOAT, right? Tom Brady's the GOAT in the NFL, Major League Baseball, probably, you know, Babe Ruth, take your pick, Hank Aaron. There's Willie Mays. There's a whole bunch of guys. The NBA, you got Jordan, you got Kareem, you got LeBron, you got these guys. In hockey, they don't do it. It's like, no, it's Wayne. There's not a
Hands
list.
Hands down.
Yeah, there's not a list. It's, oh, no, it's him. That he's got twice as more as the next closest guy in all of these different things.
If you're asking for like a record, it's kind of like the with the Wilt thing. It's like, yes. When in doubt, the record, it's Wayne Gretzky.
You can't break it. You know, he was in St. Louis for a minute.
When you guys were there?
He was there. Yeah. Mike Keenan messed it up. They were great. So I used to go to a lot of hockey games. I got into an elevator to go up to a suite, and his wife was Janet Jones.
Janet, yeah.
Froze. Absolutely froze. She was stunning. It was just weird to be in that environment. Like, wow, I don't know what to do, say. How do I handle this?
So you said you went to a lot of hockey games. So you obviously like it.
Great, yeah. Yeah, me too. Became a fan. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Who's tougher, football players or hockey players? Because I don't know if there's a right answer or a wrong answer here.
Okay, so I've answered this 1,000 times.
Yeah.
Football players are tougher, but hockey players are crazy. They're absolutely insane. Yeah, it's a different level of crazy.
So fast.
Nuts.
It's like it's as fast as you guys are running.
Yeah.
You're not as fast as a guy on skates on ice who's going 30 miles an hour into a wall.
True, but you don't have a 350-pounder
no.
grabbing you by the neck, you know? So it's. I think we're tougher. They're just crazy. Yeah, absolutely.
Chris Stapleton will be your national anthem performer at the upcoming Super Bowl. Help me out here. Do I know Chris Stapleton?
He sings Tennessee Whiskey.
Country singer, right?
He's it's sweet. It's Tennessee Whiskey.
I don't know.
Do you
know? You would know. You would know if we played it.
Okay.
I'll see if we have it in the system.
J-Lo and Shakira aren't available again?
I guess not.
I think if we're going to go for bets in terms of like whether or not the those prop
over-under.
Bets, over-under, I think he's going to be an under. I think he's not going to be like long-winded-y.
Okay.
Like he's not kind of like the jazzier singer, but I think he has it.
Let's see.
This is him?
Okay. Yeah.
That's nice.
I could jam with it, but I wouldn't know it was him.
I would think over just hearing this, that this is kind of melodic and slow.
I saw him once perform. So at UVA, they had this really big concert. It was Cage the Elephant. It was Coldplay. It was Ariana Grande, Justin Timberlake. Timberlake. Stevie Wonder, Dave Matthews Band, and Chris Stapleton.
Wow.
So it was really cool.
That's a lot. Very first day I was ever on the air here at 710. I had an audition show that was on after a Laker game on couldn't have been a Laker game. That's what it was. Jason Aldean had a concert here at Staples.
Wow.
Okay. And we were waiting for, and the Lakers were on the road. So I was coming on after the Lakers, me and Kelvin Washington. We're going to do a show together kind of as an audition. Sitting downstairs at Starbucks outside at the little tables during the Aldean show, and as people are trickling in,
yeah,
you were talking about wearing sunglasses in Vegas. I nearly broke my neck.
Yes, I was going to say do neck exercises.
I've been to concerts before, but that was a whole different thing.
Oh man, Jason Aldean, we have history.
Oh yeah, history.
Yeah, the other station, St. Louis. There's a country station right down the hall, and we have this little shared break room. Get coffee and whatnot. And there were people in there with cowboy hats and whatnot. And I walked back and said, hey, there's a bunch of cowboys down there. You need to get them out of there. One of those cowboys was Jason Aldean. And I had no idea.
Were you making a Dallas Cowboys kind of joke? Or just who are these guys?
Right. I'm walking in. I'm doing a sports show. There's people there. I'm like, you guys need to get these cowboys out of here. Like, you don't know who that is? No, that's Jason Aldean. Oh, my bad.
Did he say something to you?
He was nice. Very nice. Very, very nice. Like, he knew, like, this guy has absolutely no idea who I am. Yeah. My bad, bro. Yeah.
I dig it. It was this day in 1986 that arguably the greatest defense in the history of the league, Chicago Bears, won Super Bowl 20. They pounded the Patriots 46-10. The Fridge scored a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
Walter Payton did not.
Wow.
I mean, there are
go,
some,
Iron Mike.
There's a lot of things going on there. But as far as you, DeMarco, that 85 Bears defense, best defense you've ever seen?
Oh, yeah. Either that or the 2000 Ravens. One of those. But, yeah, my biggest thing, I wanted our 99 greatest show on turf team to play the 85 Bears.
Mm.
Yeah, let's go at it. Let's see who wins that game.
How many games did you guys lose that year?
We lost three.
Three.
The last one we gave away.
So two, really.
Yeah, yeah. And then that was that. Yeah, but that would be fun. Let's get down with that team.
So it's so funny. So I remember when the Fridge kind of became a thing. right? That he was this guy who's overweight and he, big guy, but pretty athletic, and he could move. And everyone's like, oh my gosh, this guy, he's almost 300 pounds. You're like, now you look around, you're like,
everybody's 300.
Come on, man. I know. Everybody's 300 pounds.
I remember the 85 Bears were so dominant on defense and so punishing. They were thinking, this is no joke, they were going to give the offense an extra blocker. Let them play with 12 men.
Just to deal with the Bears?
One guy that would stand in the backfield and all he could do was block. Because the 85 Bears were knocking out all quarterbacks.
You had Hampton, you had Singletary, you had Wilbur Marshall for sure.
Ron Rivera was the backup. I mean, they were bringing the funk on people, and it was nasty.
Intentional or not that Walter Payton did not get a touchdown in that game?
Mike Dickus says it was he just lost track of everything. Yeah, I get it. But, I mean, Walter should have got one before the fridge.
You think?
Yeah, he should have got one before the fridge.
I mean, it just, that seems like a pretty easy
McMahon
one.
McMahon scored and spiked it, right?
Yeah, well, everybody scored. They scored 44 points or whatever it was.
DeMarco, are you going to watch the 30 for 30 on the 2000 Ravens defense?
Absolutely.
It looks
Won't
good.
Won't miss it. Yes, sir. The first time I'd ever heard Ray Lewis was when we played him.
Really?
When Kurt Warner, his first start. I knew about Ray Lewis. I'd never watched him play. We were playing him. And I kept hearing Ray Lewis on the tackle, Ray Lewis on the tackle. I thought he was a nose tackle. Like, who is this dude? And it was 52 running around making every play on the field.
Ray Lewis or Mike Singletary?
Wow. I'll go Ray Lewis.
Yeah.
That's a hard one, but I'll go Ray Lewis.
Why?
The guy is just he's a general. He prepares like Peyton Manning. Like, he first guy in, last guy out, and as far as – defensive play is concerned, he is about as perfect as you can get as an inside linebacker.
All right, one more here. LSU accidentally overpaid football coach Brian Kelly by $1 million in the first year of his 10-year, $100 million contract. They discovered the error, I should say. They moved to correct it, according to the Louisiana Legislative Auditor's Office. They just gave him an extra $1,368 by accident. That's a pretty good – that's how you know you're making a lot of money when just a million gets thrown in on the side and you don't even notice.
Why are other guys so damn lucky? How come that never happens to me?
You, me, and no one I've ever met in my entire life.
Wow.
How much money do you have to not notice, hey, that's a million more than I'm supposed to have?
A billion?
So, honestly, some of these – I heard you talking about Zach Greinke today.
Yes.
$330 million.
Yes.
He won't pay for the frigging guacamole.
For 30 cents.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
It's the principle of the thing.
How about some perspective here?
I'm all for principle unless it's 30 cents for guacamole and you got $330 million in the bank.
But the extra million –
That's hard.
Yeah,
wow, extra million bucks. About a billion? If you're a billionaire, you might miss a million or two.
If my bank account had more or $100 more or less than I should have, probably not going to notice.
Sure.
If I had an extra $5,000, I'd notice for sure.
Sure.
Yeah. $1,500? Probably, right? A million?
I'm sure he knew. He just didn't say anything. Yeah.
Wonder if they're ever going to get this squared away.
Yeah, it's not my job.
I had a job at WFOB Radio in Fosteria, Ohio one time, and they paid me for 2 weeks to go to the county fair and run the broadcast and broadcast from the county fair. So they were paying me $250 a week. I was thrilled. I was in college. This is fantastic. $250 a week. After the fair was over, they kept paying it.
They kept paying it.
And eventually the bill came due. I had to make a payment plan to send the money back to
WFOB. Oh, so you were spending it as it was coming in?
Oh, yeah. I'm like, hey, I got a gig.
Did you tell them you're paying me? Or you just kind of let them figure it out?
I might have let it slide a little.
See,
I was a college kid.
As a college kid, I would have done exactly what you're doing. But if all of a sudden I just saw it like, hey, this check's more than it's supposed to be.
I would immediately let somebody know.
I think I would too. Or I'm going to put it over here.
Yeah.
I'm not going to spend it because they're coming. They're coming for it
eventually.
At some point.
Bank
they're going to figure it out
in your favor,
no doubt.
But what if they don't?
Yeah,
absolutely.
And then I don't know, but I might wait just to see how long it takes to get to it. Let's do a little super crosstalk. All right. So the topic of the day, DeMarco, has definitely been raccoons.
Raccoons.
Yes.
So Taylor, our producer, had an experience last night. Mace, you did not hear the story.
No, I did not. I know there's something about a raccoon and Taylor, but that's all I know.
I want to just get
your history there.
Initial reaction to what happened to Taylor last night.
Okay, so I was just sleeping in my bed, you know, sleeping sound. I'm a pretty heavy sleeper, and about 3:30 in the morning, I woke up to a crunching sound. And I have a cat, so he'll eat his food sometimes at night. They're nocturnal. They eat whenever they want. And I didn't think anything of it, but it kept going, and it was really loud, like a lot louder than my cat usually eats. Okay. So it was at that moment when I heard my cat hiss, and he was right next to me in the bed.
Oh.
Meaning that there was something else, a foreign
crunching
animal.
Away.
In the room.
Next to his bed.
Inside your
in his
room?
Bedroom. Oh,
yeah. Right. So I have a I live in a pool house, kind of, and it's got a sliding door on it. It's kind of like a sunroom.
Okay.
And I leave the door open at night, just cracked enough for my cat to go in and out.
Yeah.
So I look down and I see like a little bandit. It's a trash panda, a raccoon.
Wow.
Little though, it looks like it's 25 pounds. It's enormous.
Yeah. Wait, got inside your house?
It's inside my house.
It's in his bedroom eating his cat's food under the bed.
While he's sleeping.
While I was sleeping, I was awoken to it. So I got up, I grabbed my bat, my baseball bat, tried to scare it out, you know, knock it on the floor a couple times, wasn't doing anything. So the raccoon was not fazed by it. It just kept eating like it was a ham sandwich.
Wow.
Punked you. Yeah.
Just it's enjoying its time.
Yeah, yeah.
I had to scare it out. I poked it a little bit, poked it out, and then finally just walked out.
But wow.
It wanted back in. Wanted to finish his meal.
Could either one of you ever go back to sleep in that room ever again?
Sure.
I'd move out. I'd be done. I'd be looking for a new neighborhood.
Yeah.
I could never get comfortable in there ever again.
I don't think I'd sleep with my door open anymore.
There you go.
Like that was part of the catch though, right?
Yeah, pretty much. But I leave it open so my cat doesn't wake me up in the middle of the night and, you know, meow to go outside.
Right, right.
That's going to change.
I get it.
Waking up to a raccoon is also a bad deal.
Yeah. Now, isn't there such a thing as a cat door, like a dog door, where the cat can just go through the door and get out?
But couldn't the raccoon
on a sliding door?
I guess the raccoon could do the same thing.
Yeah.
We've got a family of, I think they're called opossums.
Opossums. I believe the O is silent.
Is the O silent?
I believe it is.
Family of opossums.
Yes, I believe it's silent.
Live in the bamboo there. And the dogs just absolutely, they hiss and they're really
and they're
nasty.
Gross.
And at one point we had like a whole family of them, like the mother gave birth and they were in the backyard and it's all these opossums everywhere.
Opossums.
I don't think the O is necessarily silent. I don't know.
I'm just guessing.
Your cat says
or they're
you're
Irish.
Irish, yes. Oh, possum.
One of the other. John, you just kind of blew by. Oh, yeah, I'd go right back to sleep.
Yeah.
You have a feral animal in your bedroom. You're just rolling
I'm
over
looking
and
for this
back
video.
To sleep.
I've shown it to Mason before. One time my dog was going crazy in the backyard, and I couldn't figure out why. And I went outside, and there was a raccoon living. We have these baskets where we just put beach towels in them because we have a jacuzzi in the backyard. And he had this raccoon had taken all of the towels out and turned this into like his bed.
Wow.
And this raccoon would have kicked my dog's ass. And I called animal control and I was stunned at how good they were getting rid of this.
Really?
Thing. Yeah. I mean, they had this big stick with a circle on the end.
Oh, and
he took the thing, threw it in a cage.
Yeah. Okay. Raw. Wow.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Because they said it takes $4,000 to $5,000 to get them out, right?
Well, that's what the guy said. That used to work for one of these agencies that comes in.
$4,000 to $5,000.
But they had an infestation in an apartment building where there was
a bunch of multiple
raccoons.
$4,000 to $5,000 to get them out.
Yeah, that's got to be
but
a scary place.
What you're talking about, John, is in your backyard where there's raccoons, there's skunks, there's coyotes, there's things that are around. In your bedroom in the middle of the night, it's just chilling out.
This was literally right outside my bedroom. And all I did was call animal control. They got rid of the thing and that was it. But it was all here, DeMarco.
Not under the bed like Taylor.
No, under the bed.
Yeah, I told you.
I mean, I fell asleep eventually.
DeMarco was going to catch it.
Well, not
take,
catch
take
it.
Care of it and then leave it out front as a
and
message.
Leave it out front for its
put
friends.
Put out a bowl.
This
and,
is, no,
yeah.
no. This
no.
is what happens
leave
when you
steal my food.
Leave a
message for his friends.
Oh,
yeah.
I see.
Mob style.
Nice.
Middle of the street.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
This
get
is
that
what
thing
you
out
get
there.
When you come into the Far House.
Yeah.
Bro, I would have freaked out. Like, when I realized it wasn't my cat,
oh,
and
I
there's something,
be,
I would have freaked out.
I would have been really freaked. By the way, I always keep a baseball bat in my bedroom.
Do you really?
See?
I do.
Yeah.
I keep a baseball bat right behind the door that...
Just
that
in case?
In case something happens, at least I've got a baseball bat. Do you not keep any personal security items in your bedroom?
Yeah, but it's not
If there was an intruder, would you have anything?
Yes.
What would you have?
I'm trying to think... If I woke up and there was like an intruder standing over the bed kind of situation, I'd probably have to swing the lamp that's next to the bed. That's heavy.
Nice. Yeah.
And it's like short bat size. I think I could do some work with that thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I keep a bat. You got to keep a baseball bat in your bedroom.
DeMarco?
I got a shank. I'm going to call the Amanda
now
on.
Nice.
Yeah, from the Amanda. No, I have a bat. It's right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can reach it one hand and it's
well,
on.
Well, now I'm going to put smart. The bat
all
there.
Raccoons. Yeah, oh, my God. Another one.
Bat.
Yeah. Look at the size of that thing.
Look at the size
Taylor,
of this
I just sent it to you and to Emily and to Travis.
It's the same size as your raccoon.
But I mean, that raccoon would have kicked my dog's ass.
Agreed. They're
and
gangster.
My dog wanted to go after it. You know, my dog thinks she was all tough. This is one that passed away. And look, this guy puts up a fight for like 5 minutes.
That's a war.
And this guy, but look how calm the animal control guy is. He's like, this guy's not beating me.
He's on the loop. You got him by the... There was a guy that called in that said there was 3 raccoons in the bait box on a boat.
They'd taken the boat out onto the lake.
Right.
Right there at Lake Castaic up here.
Okay.
And they're out there getting ready to fish. They open the bait box to get the bait, and there's 3 huge raccoons in the bait box.
And they
all jumped
ship.
Off the boat
they
and
left.
Swam to the shore.
Yeah, so, swam to the shore.
Right.
Taylor, the one thing about that raccoon
of
the thing I sent to you is it had really red eyes. It had that
Scott Kaplan eyes.
Yeah. Scott Kaplan eyes. I think that raccoon was diseased, but
John,
he puts up a pretty good fight.
John, this thing is still going.
I know. And the guy, like never, the animal control guy, like never wavered. And at the end of it, I went, what do I owe you? And he goes, nothing.
Really?
Hey, nothing?
Yeah. He goes, it's
that's his job.
Taylor, call this
like
guy.
The Batman.
Yeah. So Taylor, I can give you South Bay Animal Control.
South Bay. Perfect.
He's in the South Bay, so he's ready to go. Yeah. The I've told you guys this story, I think. DeMarco, I don't think you've heard it. My dog, Murphy, John. Remember, I had a Murphy as a kid.
Yeah.
We had a pretty good-sized backyard in Arcadia, and there was always critters, opossums, perhaps.
Opossums.
Raccoons, coyotes, things like that. There were peacocks. They would come
peacocks?
Through.
Peacocks?
Yeah, it's on the city seal.
Oh, underestimated.
The L.A. County Arboretum is in Arcadia.
I did not realize that.
Yeah, we're lousy with peacocks in Arcadia.
Okay.
So anyway, dog goes out one night. And to, you know, go eat or, you know, take a leak or whatever it is. And all of a sudden you hear the dog go bananas. And it's chasing something. We think it was a possum.
Right.
The possum kind of goes under the fence. The dog kind of lunges for the dog, for the possum.
Yeah,
because
the dog thinks he can take the possum.
Right. And our dog gets his nail from his paw stuck in the fence.
Wait a minute. Oh, is this the dog where they operated on the wrong paw?
So the dog comes into the house, and he's kind of limping, and he's got this bloody paw. And we're looking at it like, oh, gosh, you know, this doesn't look good at all. And so we take him to the vet, and the vet's looking at it and goes, yeah, that's kind of messed up. We gotta fix that. And it's going to sound like, but probably just the easiest thing for the dog, the easiest thing for you, if we just kind of take the end of the
Ronnie
the toe off.
Yeah, right.
And so, okay, so bring him in tomorrow. We'll bandage him up, bring him in tomorrow, and we'll take care of it. So my mom or my dad, I forget who does it, takes the dog in, and the dog's in there for a little bit longer than they said the dog is supposed to be in there. The vet comes out and says, Murphy's fine. Let me just start with that. However, there was a problem during the surgery.
Mm.
Okay. What happened? Well, somehow, some way, we took off the wrong digit.
No.
Oh, no.
They operated on the wrong paw.
So where, like, think of your hand, they're supposed to take off the ring finger.
Yeah.
They took off the middle finger.
Oh, no.
So they took off. And now you have to go back and take off the one you're supposed to. So now the dog is down to just 2.
Oh.
So he had like this little pitchfork thing on his left front leg.
Hook 'em horns.
What was the deal they offered your dad? My mother is just beside
of
herself. She's just so upset with this whole thing.
Yeah.
And the vet goes, look, needless to say, you're not going to have to pay for this surgery. And obviously, this animal for the rest of its life, we will take care of it, you know, free of charge. My dad goes, done. We're going home.
You know your dad was? He was Kramer with the hot coffee.
That's exactly
when they offered,
done.
When Kramer goes in with his attorney, and his attorney thinks he's going to get like $5 million for the hot coffee that burned him. He goes, we are prepared to offer you free coffee for life. And Kramer
I'll
goes, done.
That was my dad. Sounds great. We'll see you guys later.
Practicality.
But
love it. Oh,
so don't mess with raccoons or possums.
I would like, is Bergman back there, Emily?
No, he's up there.
Okay. So I would like to make a mythical money bet.
Okay.
All right.
Yep.
You and Morrison are on the same team?
Pickleball.
For pickleball?
Yeah, yeah.
$10,000 that team goes farther than any other team at the station.
I think it's a good bet.
All right.
I don't know that.
Okay,
would that be an upset?
No, I don't think so. It would
be. It's two professional athletes.
Yeah.
Against us.
Yeah. Well, no, you know who I'm playing with.
Are you playing with Mr. Cappy?
I'm playing with Cappy's Pappy.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought Cappy's Pappy was the ringer.
Yeah, but Mace, you're not.
I'm the opposite of a ringer. Yeah.
Balance it out. Okay, I got you.
Unringer.
Okay. Pick up a racket.
Playing for the tie. Okay.
Yeah. Have you not played yet?
No, I have not played. Yep. Have you played?
I have, and I'm playing again today.
Yeah. I mean, it looks fun.
It is fun.
It's fun.
Quick. It is fun.
You play. You played before. Yeah.
No one is going to be able to get the ball past you two.
I hope not. Yeah.
They're going to be like Shrek at the net. All right.
I'm aiming for your feet,
DeMarco. That's the aim. If we run into each other, I'm going to make you get low.
That's cool.
I'm going to try to make you dig the ball out of
the net.
But you know there's a net.
I know.
So you can't go super low.
Right. This is what I'm working on. I'm working on my game so I can hit shots.
Yep.
So I can try to get those guys off their game.
I can't wait. This is going to be fun.
Kirk's going to be, but both you guys. You guys are bigger guys. You're athletes. You move your feet well.
I think they might win the whole thing, regardless of who shows up.
Yeah, very well could.
So when I was coming out of Riviera, right, the other day, there's a pickleball center that they've built there.
Yeah, it's like the fastest growing thing out there.
And most of the courts were full. The people that were playing looked like the best pickleball players on the face of the earth. If there's even one of those teams there, they're going to go through everything.
20 years from now, where are we with pickleball?
Well, Rich Paul and LeBron and Clutch all invested in a ton
of money.
Serena
Williams, Tom Brady, they've all
put
money in it.
I heard they're trying to recruit tennis players.
Yeah. And they think it's the next big thing. They think what UFC was to boxing, pickleball is going to be to tennis.
It's going to go the way of racquetball and squash and handball.
I'm
and
really
all those
exciting
games my
and
dad
then
used to play.
Every town in America
still
has
like
a racquetball
it's like
club.
A thing.
And then it's like,
and then it won't
it's
be.
Not. Yeah. People move on. But definitely right now it is totally the thing.
Because when was the last time we had, maybe it's UFC. When was the last time we had a next big thing where it wasn't a thing and then all of a sudden everybody's into it? Was it UFC?
That was it. Slam ball. Yeah.
But slam ball was for like 5 minutes.
It had its day or its moment and then it was gone. Arena football?
But that never really had a moment where everybody
was fired
into it.
Is arena football still going?
It's still around. Yeah. It's called indoor football now.
But now USFL, I see all these commercials for USFL. And doesn't the XFL start also?
XFL Rocks coming back. League. Look, I'll be honest. I watched a little USFL last year. Like, not a ton.
Was it good?
Wasn't terrible. It really wasn't.
Little football fix?
It was one of those things that it's pretty good football. You don't know most of the names, but if you love football, it's real football.
Do we have I don't think we have an LA team in either the XFL or
we
the
We had
USA.
An XFL
used to
team
have
the last
Avengers,
time.
Right?
Yeah, that was an Arena League team, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. They had the Anaheim Kiss was an Arena League team.
I do remember that.
It was down there, and they had Gene Simmons on the side of the helmet.
Oh, that's funny. funny.
No. I was proud of myself. I go to a voice doctor, an ear, nose, and throat guy, and he's like the best guy in Beverly Hills, and he takes care of, like, if you're a singer and you have a concert and you lose your voice, you go to this guy.
So it's like Adele and you.
Yeah. And on this particular day, I walk into the waiting room, and there's Paul Stanley from Kiss sitting in the waiting room.
No way.
And I was proud of myself that I recognized him without the makeup.
Yeah, right.
You know, but I go, that could only be one guy. And I didn't want to be that the guy that says, hey, Paul Stanley, how's it going, man? So I waited.
That would be my job.
And when I went into Dr. Sugarman, it's Joe Sugarman is the doctor's name, and I said, you know, Paul Stanley's in the waiting room. He goes, been a patient of mine for 30 years.
No way.
And he goes, and I'll tell you this. He goes, he invited me backstage to two of his concerts. It was so loud, I couldn't hang.
He goes,
it is loud. Yeah.
Are you the guy that you see somebody you recognize?
Hey.
Are you Chris Farley from the skit? Hey, remember that time you were in Kiss?
Remember that time?
That was awesome.
Remember you had your makeup on and you were singing?
No, I tell this story all the time basically to embarrass Mason, but one time we're sitting in here and we work in a fishbowl studio.
Yes.
So people, if you walk into our lobby, you can see us working behind the glass and we can see you. So this actress comes in and
I know she's an actress for
Mason
sure.
goes, John, who's that actress? And I said, oh, that's Emmanuel Shrieky from Entourage. She's really pretty. He goes, grabs his phone. He goes, getting something for the gram. And,
wow.
But this is how bad it is. So Mason grabs his phone, runs out, and Singer, Dave Singer, is standing in the door. And he walks in and goes,
What's if I go and get my picture taken too?
What's Mason doing? I go, oh, he wants to get his picture with Emmanuel Shrieky. And Singer looks at Mason and looks at me, grabs his phone and
runs out too. Wow.
So once she starts taking pictures, then the whole building's going after it.
I typically kind of slow play it. I'm more like you. But if it's somebody that I was super in, like for instance, if it were Dave Grohl, for instance, like another musician.
Right.
I love the Foo Fighters, right? I'd be like, hey, I just want to tell you, man, I really dig what you do.
Yes.
And then
yes.
I keep it moving.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Like I wouldn't kind of fan out of it, but I need to touch it a little bit.
See, I'd say, why don't we grab dinner?
Go there.
What do you got going the rest of the afternoon?
Man.
Mason in Ireland is coming up next. Super Crosstalks powered by In-N-Out Burger. That's what a hamburger's all about.